Welcome again to the broadcast, and thanks for joining us. We are living in changing times. Our world around us is constantly changing, and not always for the better. As a matter of fact, there are some changes that are taking place and have taken place that are for the worse, especially in a moral way and in a spiritual way. Our way of life is being altered before our very eyes. And it seems like that everything that's sacred is being questioned or denied. God, the Bible, Jesus Christ, the church, the home, and basically every moral law from God is under attack today in some form or another. Now, this has had a devastating effect, folks. People are left confused. They're in doubt. And they're questioning even the most fundamental truths. And this has left a lot of people frustrated and disinterested in the whole matter of right and wrong, and especially the question of religion. And even today, believers are discouraged. They're having to re-examine things that they've believed for years, perhaps for most of their lives. So we're living in not only changing times, but in times that are morally and spiritually confusing. God help us. Folks, we need strength. And today I want to encourage us to look to God and to go to His Word for direction and for clarity in our lives. And the way that we need to get that clarity is to go straight to the Bible, the Word of God, because the Bible does give us light in a world of darkness. Psalm 119, verse 105 says, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." The Bible will dispel doubts, and the Bible will dispel fears from our hearts. Today, we're going to begin a theme that we're going to pursue, Lord willing, for the next year. We're going to talk about seeing our way clear in a world of change and in a world of uncertainty. We don't have to sit back and just become discouraged and even more afraid or even more confused. We can find light. We can find clarity, and we can find certainty in this time of change. Now today, what we're going to do is to begin in the book of Psalms. And I can't think of a more appropriate verse in the book of Psalms than Psalm 11, verse 3. We're going to look at several sections in this first part of the book of Psalms, but I wanted to start with Psalm 11, verse 3, because I believe that this is fitting in light of what we're going to be talking about. Psalm 11, verse 3 says, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" Now, that is a verse that pretty much summarizes what kind of situation we find ourselves in, because the foundations are being destroyed. I don't mean to say that God is really being destroyed, that the Bible is ever going to be destroyed, that the church is going to be destroyed. I'm simply saying that in a practical sense, as far as living in the hearts and lives of men is concerned, these things are being gradually destroyed. And if the foundations are destroyed, the psalmist asks, what can the righteous do? So this is what is happening before our very eyes. The foundations are crumbling. And I'm talking about the moral and the spiritual foundations of society. They're giving way. Because even those fundamentals in that foundation are beginning to crack. They're beginning to crumble. So what we want to do is to go back to the Bible, to look at these foundations of Christian doctrine, to look at the foundations and the fundamentals of Bible teaching, to strengthen those foundations in our hearts and in our lives, and hopefully to change as much as we can this world in which we live. Now, the first area that I want to look at in that foundation, and again, we're going to be looking at this, Lord willing, for a full year. We're going to start with one of the most important questions that a human being can raise, and that is there a God? You say, well, I already believe in God, and so I don't really need to listen to this. I don't really need to talk about it or consider it because I've already made up my mind that God exists. And yet, folks, what we find is that unless we keep our faith strong in the fact that God does exist, unless we continually live in the knowledge and the acknowledgement that God is, then we're going to weaken in our foundation and we're going to weaken in our lives. So what I want to do today is to look at a few passages to strengthen that foundation. And I'm going to start with Psalm 19, beginning in verse 1. Psalm 19, starting in verse 1. Let's read together Psalm 19, verses 1 through 4. And then what we want to do is to circle back and to come back to Psalm 19, verse 1, and break these statements down that we're about to read. Psalm 19, beginning in verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Now let's go back to verse 1, where the Bible says that the heavens declare the glory of God. Now the heavens here refers to what we see up above us. This refers not just to the atmosphere above us, but also to what we find far beyond the atmosphere. That is, he's talking about everything that we see up above us, from the clouds to the rain or the snow, all the way up to the sun and the moon and the stars. The Bible says that these heavens, you see, when he uses the word heavens here, he's not talking about where God and Christ and the Holy Spirit and the angels are. He's talking about the universe up above us. And the Bible says here that these heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament, which refers to that expanse or that atmosphere where you find the clouds with the rain and the snow and the hail and the lightning and the dew and the frost and the wind and the thunder and the brilliant colors that are there, what a remarkable display of the handiwork of God that is. These things, the Bible says, declare the glory of God and show his handiwork. So the Bible shows and the Bible teaches us here that nature itself proves and shows to us that God is. Every single day that we live, God is declaring his existence constantly and universally. Abraham Lincoln once said that every time he looked at the stars, he could not help but think that he was looking into the very face of God Almighty. It was that powerful, and it was that overwhelming to him. There was a German agnostic many years ago. He believed in God, but he didn't think that you could really prove that God existed. And he wrote these words, "From whence cometh the starry skies above and the moral law within?" His name was Immanuel Kant. And the sad thing is that he went to his grave denying that you could ever be sure that God existed, and yet he continued to marvel at the creation that was around him. Well, the Bible says that you can know that God exists from that creation, that God has displayed himself, he's displayed his glory. Notice that it says the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. So we can know of the glory of God. We can know about the power of God just by looking at this creation in which we live. And I want you to notice what the Bible says in verses 2 and 3. The Bible says in those verses that this display of God's existence is constant and it is universal. In verse 2, day unto day utters speech and night unto night shows knowledge. Now the speech there that he's talking about in verse 2 is not man talking. He's not talking about human speech. He's talking about nature speaking, as it were. You see, oftentimes in the book of Psalms, you have nature presented or represented as speaking. And so nature here is calling out. Nature is crying out. What is nature telling us? Well, every day, nature tells us that God is. And the Bible says not only while the sun shines during the day, but at night. The night tells us that God exists. So if we just look up every day, folks, we ought to be continually reminded that God made everything that we see. Not just the world around us, but in this passage, the Bible emphasizes the heavens above us and what we see in the skies. So in verse 2, the scriptures say that this display is continual. Every single day and every single night, God shows mankind that he exists. In verse 3, the Bible says, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Now, whose voice is he talking about here? When he talks about their voice being heard, well, again, he's not talking about the voice of a man. And he's not even talking about the voice of God as far as an audible sound is concerned. He's talking about the voice of creation. He's talking about the display of God in nature or in creation itself. And so in verse 3, the Bible says there is no speech nor language where this is not heard. So regardless of where you go on this planet, regardless of whether you go to Africa, regardless of whether you go to Asia, or to our country, or to any other place on this earth, the Bible says there is no place on this earth where men have the excuse of saying, well, God didn't display his power to me. I didn't know that there was a God. I didn't have any way of knowing that God existed. No man can say that, folks, because God displays his existence to everybody on the face of the earth. And that is why we also find something in the book of Psalms that I want to notice with you briefly this morning. I'd like for you to turn back to Psalm 14. Psalm 14, and I want you to notice in verse 1 what the Bible says. In Psalm 14, verse 1, the Bible says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." This is what the Bible says. This is not my opinion. This is not the word of man. God himself says that anybody that denies that he exists is a fool. Even if he doesn't say it out loud, if he just says it in his heart, that man is a fool. So this tells us something, folks. This tells us that no matter how educated or how intelligent a man is, if he denies the existence of God, the Bible says he is a fool. Now, he may be very, very smart. He may be a genius in some ways. But morally and spiritually, he's a fool. You see, there's a difference between the word fool when it comes to an intellectual term and the word fool when it's used in the Bible in a moral and spiritual sense. He may be one of the smartest men alive as far as the world is concerned, but as far as the Bible, as far as God is concerned, if he denies that God is, that man is a moral and a spiritual fool. Folks, the bottom line is this. If a man is honest, when he looks at the creation, he is going to conclude that God exists. And if a man looks at this creation and he concludes that God does not exist, mark it down, he's not being honest with the evidence. That's what Psalm 14, verse 1 says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." So tomorrow morning, Lord willing, we're going to look into this question of God even more, and we hope that you can join us at that time. Thank you for listening today. I've enjoyed very much studying with you, and we hope that you have a great rest of the day.